Okay, so if you just again, once again, just look at this diagram. Again, just have it in your sight as I play the bell, and then we'll chant and do a meditation. Yudhe Shin Vave Yudhe Shin Vave
you.
Shin Bave Yune Shin Bave Yude Shin Shin Vah. Ave, Yunde, Shin, Vave, Yunde, Shin, Vave, Yunde, Shin, Vave, Yunde, Shin, letting the chant carry you downwards and inwards. Descending a corridor, going deep downwards like walking in a cloister. Making the descent deep inside the body, deep into our own subjectivity. To the inner sanctuary. Slowly descending, noticing the windows on either side of us, through which we glimpse aspects of the past. As we move from the outside to the inside, letting our senses invert. So seeing within a vision, hearing within a hearing, smelling and tasting within our senses, touching with the inner touch and being touched. Feeling the experience of walking down the cloister. Slowly, meditatively, carefully. Noticing the stonework on all sides of you. Being aware that you're on a path that many have trodden over many hundreds of years. The descent into the deep, the descent into the inner sanctuary. F- feeling this descent into the body, this descent into the body of the earth. Entering Malchut, the living kingdom. The kingdom of the living flesh in the living world. Till at length you come to a small and unremarkable door. It would be very easy to miss it. But as you let yourself notice it, you realize that this is your door, your particular door, into the inner sanctuary. And if you will, you open it and step through, feeling as you do so a sense of threshold and transition, of being somewhere deeper, being somewhere safer, warmer, being in a place where there is deep stillness, and the living silence that wraps around us, that welcomes us, that seeks to help us. The first, we are just simply with warmth and stillness. And as our senses adjust to the place, it takes shape. We find ourselves in a small square room with a domed roof. We are standing in front of an altar, and our hands are upon the altar. There's very little in the room, but each of the four walls has a stained glass window. And in front of us in the east, the stained glass window shows us the figure of Raphael. In shades of yellow and gold, it's the angel of the morning, the angel of the divine breath, the healing angel who brings new life. Be aware of the image, and as you notice the image, it's as if the image comes to life, and you look at Raphael and are looked at by Raphael. It is as if you are held in the wings of a great being whose function is to heal, whose function is to open new ways, to bring new life into being. At the feet of the great angel, there is a small image of a winged man, bearing a pure yellow light, the essence of air. Be aware of Raphael, be aware of the winged man, be aware of the glowing yellow light that is the essence of air and breath. Let it fill you. Thank you. Turning to your right, you notice the image of the Archangel Michael in red and gold. There's the Angel of Fire and Noon. The Angel of the South, who brings the divine fire and light into the world, who is called the Warrior of God, whose hand, whose face shines like the sun at noon. And as you notice the angel, be aware that the angel notices you, and the flat image comes alive. You see Michael, and Michael sees you. Bring him with him all the fire and light of the universe. Consecrating you as a warrior of light. And at the feet of the angel, there is the image of a winged lion, bearing a flame of pure red light, the essence of fire. Commune with the lion, and let the fire of the lion inflame you, empower you, so that you too are a bearer of the secret fire. Behind you, you notice the image of the Archangel Gabriel in blues and greens and silvers, the great angel of the waters, the angel of purification, who irrigates the world. Herald angel. And as you contemplate the image in the window, it becomes alive and living. You see Gabriel, and you are seen by Gabriel. This vast being who commands the storm and the tempest, who commands the gentle rain, who can be found in the clouds and who can be found in the great deep of the sea. So see Gabriel and be seen by Gabriel. Allow the deep waters to purify you, to cleanse you of all that obscures your perception of the deep light. At the feet of the angel, there is a small winged eagle, a white eagle, a sea eagle, who bears the pure blue flame of the waters, the essence of water. Commune with the eagle, be filled with the essence of water. Letting it combine with fire and air. Turning to the north, which is on your left, we contemplate the angel Auriel, the light that shines in darkness, the alchemist of deep heaven. He's depicted in greens and blacks and greys. This is the angel of the deep earth, the angel of substance, who presides over the mysteries of death and transformation. This is the angel of the mystery of matter. And as you look at the stained glass window, the image comes alive, and you see Auriel and are seen by Auriel. This vast angel that is like a mountain or like the foundations of the earth sees you and allows you to see it. Feel the communion with this vastness, touching the mystery of death and resurrection. At the feet of the angel is the image of the winged bull, bearing the pure emerald flame that is the essence of earth. Commune with the bull. Let yourself be filled with the emerald green lights, letting that light combine with the blue light of water, the red light of fire, the yellow light of air. Feeling as you do so the balance of all four elements. Feeling the presence of the four great angels and the four holy living creatures. Feeling your feet sinking down into the deep. Feeling your spine extending upwards as you become aware of the dome above you. The dome of gold and blue that has many presences. And at the apex of triple flame of white light, like a diamond. Feeling your rootedness, feeling the balance of the angels and the holy living creatures. You open yourself to the light that is above. And feel this diamond white light descending. Touching you upon the head. And pouring down through your body, down into the earth. And as you stand at this center point, it is as if you become vast. One of the great pivot points of the universe. Your feet are in the earth. Your pelvis is in the moon. Your heart is the sun. Your head is in the stars. Feel your vastness, feel your centrality as the living tree of life. Standing in the midst of the universe, mediating the depth and the height, the east and the west, the north and the south of the universe. Feel your heart and body's capacity to bridge the worlds. Gradually the vastness withdraws and you find yourself with your hands upon your altar in the sanctuary, surrounded by the archangels and the four holy living creatures. Bless them and thank them. And then turning to the small, unremarkable door,
step through it, bringing with you the sense of being the living tree, bringing with you the sense of the archangels and the living creatures. Feeling these energies is resonating within your body, and walking with them into the world as we make the ascent. Step by step, walking upwards, noticing the scenes through the windows. Noticing that as you walk as the living tree, as the bridge between the worlds, as you look out, your perceptions are altered. You see through the eyes of the living tree. You see through the eyes of the bridge maker, the one who brings opposites together. Step by step, noticing the scenes shifting and changing in response to your presence. Coming nearer the body, coming nearer the room. And as you do, hearing a chant that brings you back into the room. Feeling ourselves in the room, hearing sound in the room, smelling, tasting the room, feeling contact with the ground or the chair. And when you're ready, opening your eyes and looking into the room, and contemplating the four holy living creatures and the fire at the center.